Fine Music Radio is on the hunt for 60,000 rand so that 50 children from the Hung Club and other difficult areas of Hout Bay can get group music therapy for a year at the wonderful Kroonendal Music Academy. Because, as you know, many of these children suffer extreme stress and trauma on a daily basis. I thought it was perhaps important for us to find out how this actually works. So joining me right now is the music therapist, the person who does this hard work from Kroonendal Music Academy. Hello, Kirsten Buerta. How are you?
Hi, Mike. I'm well. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
It's only a pleasure. Okay, take us back to basics. We know that music therapy relaxes, it heals, it helps people concentrate, etc., etc. But how does it actually work from your point of view as the teacher?
Thank you for that question. So I think in regular talk therapy, we only use our left side of the brain where our language is stored. This is also the cognitive side, which can be quite defensive when you're opening up to a stranger about your emotions, your life, your experiences. But when you are engaging in music therapy, you are using the right side of your brain where emotion, creativity, and trauma is stored. Once we have engaged in a music therapy technique, depending on the client, we then verbally process what has happened in the music, what has come up, so that we can integrate both sides of the brain and help the client fully process the emotion or the experience that they have gone through. It also, because it is music, we rely on music and sound as communication, which allows clients to express themselves non-verbally. Often children don't know how to describe how they are feeling or what they have gone through, and the music affords them an avenue to communicate without words, which can also be beneficial for children who have disabilities such as cerebral palsy or autism, where communication is difficult.
So how do you take, let's say, a child who arrives mm-hmm. at the academy, how mm-hmm. do you start the process?
So it would depend what that child is coming to me for, what their reason for referral is what we call it. And depending on the reason of referral will depend on the music therapy technique that we use. So we have a range of techniques that we can use. We have active music therapy, which involves playing instruments, improvisation, songwriting, singing, moving to music. And then we also have receptive music therapy for those children who aren't quite active. And the receptive music therapy is listening to music, going into subconscious material through guided meditation, as well as other creative technique, and then afterwards processing verbally.
So what kind of music do you use to do this?
Oh, such a range. It depends on the client. It depends on their culture. It depends on what music resonates with them. It also depends, again, on their reason for referral. If a child has recently been through a traumatic event, we're not going to go and play loud djembe drums that might startle them. We may rather use receptive techniques where we will play more classical music to relax the child and to be able to speak about after what they have gone through. Also, we have, if a child is in for behavioral issues where they are quite boisterous and lively, they would want to get that energy out. So we use a lot of djembe drums, a lot of percussion, instruments that you can hit, that you can get sound out of.
Okay. Now, apart from drums, are there other instruments that you use? Because Bryn told us a story about a youngster with a trombone.
Yes, I often encourage my individual clients to bring along their instrument that they are learning at KMA because it's the instrument that they feel comfortable on. And with that, then we use improvisation on their instruments. I will always be on a grounding instrument. So if I'm not on the djembe keeping the beat for them, then I will always be on an instrument like the piano or the guitar, which is an instrument that I can keep the tone, the texture, and the rhythm of the group's music. The children are often on percussion instruments, anything that is easy to play.
Okay. Now, we're hoping to raise the money to be able to help 50 kids. I imagine that this would be group therapy. How is that different?
Yes. So with group therapy, it is a great opportunity for So in individual therapy, we are working on very specific one-on-one reasons for them, the children being there. In the group therapy space, it provides more opportunity for the children to test out their abilities. So for example, I have one specific group that I see on a Tuesday where two of the members are very boisterous and overpowering. And two of the members are very quiet and very shy. And so I've put them together in a group so that the boisterous members will have an opportunity to exercise their ability to respect the quieter members, let them have a chance to speak. And for the quieter members, for them to have a chance to actually be heard, as opposed to in the real world where they are often overshadowed by the more louder members.
I would imagine that this music therapy, you must see it become life-changing for some of these children.
Yes, music therapy can definitely be life-changing. Its effectiveness definitely depends on the specific needs and goals of each client, but mainly what I'm seeing come out is improved emotional well-being, enhanced communication and social skills, as well as increased confidence and better emotion regulation. With this trauma work that we've been conducting at KMA, emotion regulation has been one of the main issues that we have been trying to address. But it's definitely not a one-size-fits-all. Music therapy has potential to make significant positive impact on the lives of all of the children.
I can imagine, and that's why we want to try and help these kids. So thank you for talking to us, Kristen. I really, really do appreciate it. And you, dear listener, can help to raise that 60,000 rand target or even more, then please just go to our website. It's fmr.co.za. Click on Caring for Kroonendal Kids, and any donation you can make will be more than welcome. Kirsten, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Mike.